It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in an undisclosed location, but I believe it is still somewhere over here. Hello, Mirella. Is that true?
That is very true. Hello, Jill. Yes, a little bit on the way, a little bit longer on the way. And today with a very serious subject again, that is half political, half social, and maybe altogether ethical. It's the case of a little child, Alfie Evans, from Liverpool in the United Kingdoms. As you might have heard, it's a child, about two years old, who has died in Liverpool a few days ago. His story is very particular because he was diagnosed with a neurodegenerative disorder, a disorder that cannot be cured. He was only living because of life-sustaining measures. He was unable to breathe on his own. He couldn't see, he couldn't hear, he couldn't speak. And the last scan of his brain showed the intensity of brain damage that could not, with our, let's say, with our medical possibilities, could not be healed. So this is one of those cases that is very dramatic because of the laws in the UK. In fact, there is a law, a Children Act from, I believe, 1989, that states that a life of permanent disability and dependency is not worth living. So this is a law that sounds perfectly reasonable on paper, but that is far from being reasonable in reality, especially when the state and the doctors are in complete disagreement with the parents and the family. And this is exactly what happened in the case of Alfie Evans. The parents did not want his life to be ended. And it went, the case went to court. They actually lost in every instance in the Supreme Court, as well as in the European Court of Human Rights. The final verdict was always the one saying that in the best interest of the child, the United Kingdoms had to stop sustaining his life. The case took such an immense pressure on the hospital that people at the hospital had also a very hard time being threatened, being receiving terrible messages from the entire world. The Pope interfered and offered to bring little Alfie to Italy in an hospital in Rome, and be then taken care there as long as it takes for Alfie to basically end his life in a natural way. This has been also refused from the United Kingdoms, from the hospital. And this is when all these ethical principles really then become a topic. Because one, of course, cannot avoid to wonder when the parental rights are more important than the state rights, or vice versa. Who is the one to decide on such incredibly sensitive and painful subject, not only for the family, but I believe also for the hospital members, including the doctors and nurses having taken care of Alfie Evans. What I wanted to also specify today is that, of course, this is not a topic where someone can just decide, I'm for it, I'm against it. There are many factors. There is the suffering also of the child, even though the parents were absolutely convinced that their child was not suffering. One other major factor also these days are, of course, again, social media, because as parents, as young as the one from Alfie, being also coached by different associations that all have their own, in a way, their own way of thinking, some because of religions, some because of different belief. It's for them a lot to take in. And I think the father of the child has been expressing also this incredible pressure on them by saying that while they thank everybody for the care, for the support offered, they also felt that they were not able to really live life, go through this kind of event in their own way, in the privacy of such a moment, because so many informations were coming to them, including people saying that the doctors didn't know what they were talking about, that there was still hope. So on one hand, they had doctors saying there is no hope. On the other hand, they had other people saying, of course there is hope, and it's only the fault of the doctors not to believe in that kind of hopes. That shows also dramatic differences in Europe as a continent. These kind of cases are not dealt with the same way. There was also a doctor in Germany, I believe in Berlin, or expert in children care, saying that while he also believed that there was no hope, he thought that the choice should have been given to the parents. The Pope obviously thought the same thing. Italy generally think the same in these kind of cases. So that shows an incredible gap in handling this kind of delicate subject on one continent, on the European continent. What is also interesting to note is that there are differences in such cases, of course, between adult and infant, because of the power to express its own will. And there is, for example, this week, an 104 years old botanist from Australia, traveling to Switzerland to have the possibility to have an assisted suicide because he basically doesn't want to live anymore. Without going in the detail of why it doesn't want and if that is right or wrong, it only shows the extreme difficulty to having to decide for another being, and especially a child with all the emotional and distress factor that one can barely imagine linked to such a decision. So it has been done now. Alfie doesn't live anymore, but it's not the end of this discussion, because such things happen, even if it's an extremely uncomfortable subject. And maybe I think it would be a good thing for the United Kingdoms to revise those kind of laws and see if there is a more ethical way to deal with it, maybe also a more private way, and one that certainly gives more saying to the parents, who are definitely the one at the end who suffered the most out of such a situation.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.